and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. See, their qualification is not that they went to school, but is that they have learned the scripture from you. That is their qualification. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crop. But if my brother is reading, he would say in the Greek it says the first fruit. The farmer would receive the first fruit. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant of David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. 2 Timothy 2, 1-10.
Point, Gongcheng, would you come? And the governing board, would you come? And Daniel, you too. Come over here. Would you please bend down? As pastor of Eternal Life Church, and on behalf of Central Pacific District, we now install you as pastor here for the Single Adult and Youth Ministry. With the congregation rise, Bishop Ashanju, being Palmachito Concha. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, anoint Gongcheng with oil, and install him as pastor, as discipler, as a leader. Just as you called the disciples and made them apostle to represent you, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, and cast out demons, to bring good news to all people. Today, we anoint Gongcheng and install him as a servant of the gospel. Be with him and guide him from this day forward. For the work that you have placed before him, help him to be faithful. Help us to love him and help us to nurture him so that he would grow into a deeper relationship with you and with the people here in this church, those who you have called to be shepherded by Pastor Gongcheng. We surrender him to you and we empower him with the power of the gospel, with the authority that you have given to the apostles. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Rise up, my brother.
handsome.
And single.
And yeah.
And romantic.
And romantic.
Thank you. Bill Joe Joe Ponja, you are to compare no not here, more bit to Mombe to Kundana, Ziva Zong, Tins of Azong, Kutua, Gong to Bay, Gong Chain, more bit to Pong you to compare here, David Ku, Molly Ku, Ku Kang, Mike Ku Kang, and welcome. The message today will incorporate what we have just done here installing Pastor Gong Cheng with other things that is in the text for our study today in Hebrew chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Kavalugu and Nuna Peyoka, Nyato de Heblai Chung Tao, Gai, Mutsatong de Pe, Aja, Lun de Nakuya. So today, if you find yourself to be a spiritual infant, the message today will build on what we have learned last week. But this message is especially fitting for the young people and single adults in this church. We have so much hope that you will grow with Pastor Gong Cheng from today forward. This is a continuation of the ministry that God has given to eternal life. As we laugh, shy to start this church, God had put in our hearts to look forward to the next generation and continue that road. So I think it's fitting that we have Pastor Gong Cheng as the new pastor here to continue with the ministry here. The moment you saw Lupe talking, you don't have like Chung Tong, the Im, Zatong, the Peg, Wang Yang, the liquid Tsai Tal. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundations of repentance from acts that lead to death, and our faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrections of the dead, and eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so. Yelinda, Yepe Jaw Lu Hopal Lu Za Keta Che, Timoto Tanke Bota, Sotaka Moon Ya Quache, Silly Haita Gate Sa, Tanta Teholu Dua, Ganging Van Chindu, Gekiata Gate of Day. Gay cha te to lutu, gay shan da jato, pier gets yetzi, itzi, be you all in a yavantun du bachon. Betavantu again. Sivantu pila joga lucia na be satata, sate holu, or go, you got big one yato punjang, choosing your pa. Your menu a ma, teacher, watching Chitapota, call a law, law, or talking chain. We thank you for Pastor Gong Cheng today that you have given to us as a blessing on this so that we can continue to help the younger generation to grow in faith, to love you, and to be faithful to you, and to be sent forth to preach your gospel to their generations and all the people. Thank you. Help us to understand the purpose and foundations of the church and how we are to grow young people to serve you. be with me today as I expound on the message that you have chosen for today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Faith in Jesus Christ is often compared to building a home. Jesus himself said he is the rock upon which a person built a home, and compared discipleship to building a home. Paul said Jesus is the foundation and the apostles are the pillars that build upon that foundation. And the text that before us echoed that construction. The building of faith, the building of your relationship with Jesus, the building of your salvation. Kovalukupe gandana haitake pechi pechakin jeng wokape la la hotakin jeng jesu mo pito ke wache. Mwa lupla che ye kamali ja chan je to polo hatia lupla che le ya jesu e chan je le ya ja ti ta. I want to talk about these six building blocks before we go on to talk about how to grow. Repentance, getisa, is essentially a letdown of our thinking, our mindset, and what the world has taught us. All the ways of humanity, the Bible collectively called them dead work. They all lead to death. They don't lead us to God, to eternal life. Both John the Baptist and Jesus proclaimed a repentance for the forgiveness of sin as key to enter the kingdom of God. Repent or perish. This is the first one. The second one is faith in God. Faith in God is not the faith that says God exists. But faith in God here talked about the faith that God sent his son into the world to die for the sins of the world, to redeem man back to God. Faith is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can go to the Father but through him. And faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith actually built on the conviction that humanity is not able to save themselves, to bring themselves into heaven. And we need God's Savior, someone that God sent to us to save us, and that is Jesus. And so that is faith in God. So can you want to do this? The first thing about baptism is that you confess that you are a sinner. It is the baptism of John the Baptist, and that you are a sinner and you deserve to die. You don't deserve eternal life. And you confess that you are a sinner. The second teaching about baptism is that Jesus is Lord, that he died for your sin and he raised to you for your salvation. So again, Jane, so get to day, the honor, hide to be here. Jesus, thou to her, thank God. The Jesus, thou shall look at the color work, get dirty to God. A yellow that to be tall day, get bitterly tall day, had your bay your name tall, a peluzzi, yatzi door. Get bitterly to tall day to hold, lee what bay toller. A bit like Jesus, So baptism is that. So both of those are merged together in the first century. Now we do one baptism for both of those, confessions of sin and confessions of Jesus as Lord and Savior. What we have seen in the Bible about the laying of hand, we have seen several layers, but I just want to talk about two. One is that we saw Jesus praying for children and laying hands on them. We also see in the Bible the apostles lay hand on those who were baptized and bless them. We have seen laying hand on the sick to heal them. That is the laying hand on the ministry, but there's a deeper level to that. The second about the doctrine of laying of hand is also known as the apostolic succession. That Jesus first laid hand on the disciple, and send them out to do ministry. And later on, the disciple then lay hand on others and send them on. And Jesus also talked about that in chapter 10 to the end. Jesus said, if anyone received me, he received my Father. Anyone who received my disciple received me. But they also receive the blessings of that disciple, that apostle. And that is receiving his ministry. Become like him. Carry on his ministry. 主耶稣的里，地好里，主耶稣我真敬，差不多，人家都弄点地呢，天上就土地呢么，我地好里呀，主耶稣的里的，伊呀里古子沙古，老多弄点地，努那古沙呢么，人家说土啊被炸地着，伊呀被炸地着，那么我地好里，我主耶稣抓起来，我地好里学给主耶稣，那么我地好里我要地太旺长点的。 So this is the laying of hand. This is, in a deeper level, is about apostolic succession. What we have done today in Pastor Gongcheng's case is set him up as an apostle of Jesus Christ to go out and preach the gospel, to give him the authority to carry on all the ministry that Jesus commanded the church to do. That is the doctrine of laying of hand. 总之，我也还在给小大家多。别弄恁宝贝做给我恁妈的，笃定恁多了，有几十只干了，你也忙了哩。但是为了顾到开到别还的，往主到家主耶稣小好路好多只干了了，也往主要家主做笃定恁小好路好多只干了，他到。 讲呢，我往主要加水，好好多的干老要讲清楚，主耶稣老干老的地呢，一切上头讲清主耶稣要加水，这个老的主耶稣就弄的地呢，一切上。再头个弄的地呢，但得往主要加出做都能老节气，让得也是做都能有水好的事。Talked about the resurrection of the dead. Our human experience is that death is forever. We die and we are gone. But the Bible taught us that Jesus was raised from the dead as a testament for you and for me to know that God will raise us up again. That's the faith in Jesus Christ. That's the faith in God. And that there's also the resurrections of everyone, non-believers at the end time. So that leads us to the number six foundations of faith, and that is the eternal judgment. The eternal judgment will take place at the end of time when God raises everyone up, and those who are faithful to God and doing good will receive the reward of eternal life, and those who don't do good will receive eternal judgment in hell. And God said that will take place. And Jesus is appointed as judge of all humanity. That's this six foundations about faith, the building block of faith in the church. Now we turn to part two of this message, and that's how do we grow from maturity to infancy to maturity. A common pattern that is taught in the Bible is that people would apply the mind to the Bible, human thinking to the Bible. You hear people said, if God is good and Lord of the universe, why then there is so much evil and suffering in the world? That's a way of applying our experience and applying what we've seen in the environment to God, into the Bible. We all do that when we are young in faith. And non-believers do that all the time. The argument you always have is, if God is so good, how come there's so much evil in the world? นายยอมเตเตนะขอเต็งเหม็งเกปิ้นเดขอเตยอวันจุยตุจงกะกอยอวันจุยตุจินตุจิเตเทกาชงตุเตฮอมเตเตนะติชิโอจะเปมัวเกปลอกเกตโตเกซอนเยเกปัวจั่วปอนจงดาวบอลินาจงเลวันจุจิลุเปลินาทาวตุเปมัวนงเน็งจอกเกสาจะละมุนจายตะฮอวะลุกุลอมไฉวะลุกุลินาเจขอนายาลุนเน็งวะจิถิสา Tụi tin nên chỉ thị xã nên là cho họ vào là cứu trên hai lên tận đó. Chỉ là tụi thị xã nè, vô đây chả. Giờ bây giờ kia có cả cao với tụi nên thị xã nó có vô hai lý chả hai cho họ nó. Và là cứu kia đó bây hai cho họ nó chứ kia lên nó thì vẫn chỉ là tụi rong. Ta sẽ cứu chỉ tạo tạo thì giờ lý chả một cái bộ chỗ bốn rong. Cái phần đau bộ lý nó nhớ trong tiết tế. Văn chữ kia cụ xe. Thế kế phên đề tạo khó tư lọ. Thế giá vị lý giá thế mô thế kế phên đề. A repent person. Let down his God. Let down his human mindset. And begin to ask God, tell me about those things I don't understand. That's the beginning of what repentance is. Repentance is taking a question. God is good. Okay, I understand that God is good. But I don't understand this. Evil that's taking place. God, teach me about this evil. And you go into the Bible and search how these evils come into place. And where you don't understand, you go to God and say, God, teach me. That is what a repent person would do. So if you want to grow, to let down your guard, to let down the human thinking so that you can go deeper into God, is to accept God's teaching. Said, God, what is this? I don't understand it. I want this job, but they don't offer it to me. Why? I don't understand it. Well, it's very easy to say, well, they don't accept me because they discriminate against me. That's using human thinking, applying to it. We just have an election. Californian vote for Hillary, but God elected Donald Trump. You don't understand it. You go crazy. You watch the news and you said, I'm crazy with this president. And you want to apply your mind into it and said, what is this about? A repent person will go to God and say, God, I don't understand it. Tell me, what are we living? What time is it? Is this something about your time that I ought to know? Is this a sign for me that I should learn from this? But we come to places in the Bible where we cannot have faith. We just don't have faith. For example, God said, trust me, trust me. I'm going to take care of your life. We said, God, I can't find a job. I can't do this. I can't do that. My life is miserable. My debts are over my head. I can't comprehend this. And God said, trust me. Give tithe. Lord, I can't even pay my bills. How would I be able to tithe? Because tithing will make me poorer. You don't have faith about tithing, so you go to God and said, God, I don't have faith about tithing because my debt is over my head, and you tell me to tithe, and then you take care of me from the way my calculator. If I tithe, I go broke even more. And you said, I don't have faith in this. But God said, have faith in me. I will take care of it. And when you situation like that, when you put the puzzle together and that don't work, when you calculate the numbers, you put the numbers together, they don't go together, and you said, God, I don't understand. A repent person said, God, give me faith because I don't have faith in this. I don't have faith about giving tithe because the way I calculate the numbers, if I tithe, I go deeper into debt because I'm not able to pay my bills. That is what you will encounter in your life. That's what I encounter in my life. That's apostolic succession. A very mysterious teaching indeed. But it's through that apostolic succession that we begin to understand God and to know God as our Father. And to know Jesus as our Savior. Because the person that Jesus sent to you in Jesus' name would be able to guide you and help you and show you who Jesus is, who God is. And what does it mean when Jesus come into your life, when God enter into your life? And how would you be able to understand God in the midst of misery, in the midst of evil in the world, in the midst of suffering? Where is God in that? Can I see God in this? And the disciple of Jesus then will show you where you see God in the midst of life. That's the purpose of apostolic succession. The apostle is the one who represents Jesus to you and to me. And when we accept that, that opened the door for us to get to know Jesus. So in the church, we have our CLA class, life group, midweek service. All these things are prepared for your growth. The installation of Pastor Gongching is an extension of that. We have leaders that are here to help you, guide you, show you Jesus, show you who God is, so that you come to know God and come to know Jesus and to know your salvation. And so the apostle, the teachers, the mature Christians in the church are called to do that work, to really teach about God. Now, let me come to the end. Let me close. How do we grow from spiritual infancy to maturity? If you remember what we have studied in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, you will come to appreciate this. I would grow if I can hear the Holy Spirit speak it. And if I can hear the word of God being spoken to me. The second part that you would appreciate is that, and if my heart would soften to allow the word of God to take root in my heart, those are the two things that we have learned that will help us to grow spiritually. And Jesus taught the disciple about those things. So the disciple then train other disciples. And it comes to our day. We have pastors and lay leaders in the church who are spiritually mature to help you, to train you. So the installation of Pastor Gongching today is an extension of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the church to help you grow, to help me grow. Apostolic succession is not a man-made doctrine. It is established by the Lord Jesus himself. Pastor Gongcheng is authorized to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to baptize members into Jesus' name, and to make disciples. So anyone who accepts Pastor Gongcheng into their life will grow with Pastor Gongcheng. That's the way that the Lord Jesus intended. So, if we want to grow, we would grow under our pastor, under our leader, under our mature brother and sister in the church. Be their friends. Learn from them. Ask them questions. How do I learn? How do I know this? What does this say about me? I mean, in my situation like this, how can I be comforted by the word of God? Go to a leader, go to a pastor, and be helped. As pastor of this church, I command Pastor Gongcheng to you. So welcome him into your life and learn from him and let him bless you, especially for the single adult and our youth in the church today. So, Gongcheng, today, you are officially a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be faithful with the assignment that he has given to you. And God will bless you, and God will bless our church. Now, Tua. Okay. Tua will come, pray, and close.
Everything you've done for us. Father, thank you for loving this church. Thank you for going to this church. Yes. Father, when we started, it was just an idea. This church was just an idea that we reached out to those that are lost, Father. We didn't know where this church would go, but we had faith that you would grow this church. Father, in the beginning, we started with no pastor, yet we found Pastor Mark. Then we found Pastor Daniel, or you found him for us. Father, slowly the pieces start to form together. We got Pastor Christopher here.
Yes.
And Father, now the picture is getting bigger and it's getting clearer for us that with the installation of Pastor Kong-Cheng today, Father, we're starting to see what your purpose is for us as ELC. And as we conclude with the installation of our newest pastor, Father, we just pray that you continue to encourage our leaders here in our congregation here, Father, that whatever your purpose is for us, that we put our faith in you and you will provide for us, Father. And Father, as we close this installation, we just pray that you bless the food, the meal that we're about to take, that it replenish our energy, Father. And Father, just we pray that you continue to encourage each and every one of us and continue to be with us until the next time that we see you again, Father. And we just lift this time in this place up to you, and we pray this in your son's holy name. We pray, amen.
Amen.